This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I talked earlier in the broadcast regarding North Korea and the fact that I'd gone on to talk about China being the critical cog in the wheel here in terms of this negotiation. So North Korea's got nothing to negotiate with. Their GDP is so small, it's negligible on the world in the world economy. It's practically zero. And as far as developed countries, it's by far the worst. By far the worst. These people have the technology to develop nuclear weapons but can't feed their people. People at the highest echelons are beginning to starve to death. They are not, I mean, it is a country in turmoil. No matter what the pictures show you, they are in bad shape, dire straits. And so, but I want to talk more about it because there was an article written by Larry Kelly of Town Hall. And he really showcases what I've been talking about for quite some time, that it's the American economy that is going to be used as Donald Trump's biggest weapon. Anybody listening to this program, I've been saying this from the moment Donald Trump came on the scene, particularly when he became the Republican's candidate. I said, Donald Trump will be different because he's a businessman and he doesn't care. He's a non-warrior type. He knows what weapons there are in his arsenal, and I said to everybody, Donald Trump will see the American economy as his nuclear weapon. And that's exactly what he's done. But I want to read a clip from what Larry wrote, because it explains this thing in such great detail, into a level that, I just tell you, it warms my heart to give this information to you. Donald Trump is brilliant in how he's taken foreign policy and he's just spinning it like a Harlem Globetrotter spins a basketball, man. It just never ends. It's just bloop, 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 bloop. It's easy as can be. And imagine, you know, Barack Obama trying to spin a basketball and there, you know, he gets one revolution and then it's off of his finger. That's essentially what you had under his policy. Donald Trump makes this look easy, but I want you to hear it from somebody else who noticed the same thing I noticed and is giving a little bit more detail around the what China is doing to North Korea and why this is so important. And I want to remind you, when I was on Steve Hilton's show, I said that Donald Trump, North Korea's got such a small economy, you can't punish them anymore. We've done everything we can with sanctions. And so the question is, are those sanctions working? Because the only thing that Kim Jong-un has left is to threaten to blow things up. China will never let a nuclear weapon get launched from North Korea. There is no freaking way. So we're negotiating with China. And I said this on the show. We're not negotiating with Kim Jong-un. He's been told, you get your little chubby butt in that meeting and start behaving. And he's being told this by the Chinese. So here's what Larry Kelly writes. Despite what seemed thawing of the crisis occasioned by the South Koreans hosting of the Winter Olympics, the Chinese now appear to be more aggressively cooperating with the U.S. in its operation dubbed Maximum Pressure, which, according to Vice President Pence and others, encompasses the most aggressive sanctions ever imposed on North Korea. Now, let me tell you what happened before. They found out that the North Koreans and the Chinese were mismarking their ships and trying to do trades of stuff in midstream and all that. And the U.S. contacted President Xi and said, look, you better get yourself together or we're going to penalize you in America. So the Chinese completely capitulated. Now, going on, the article says this. A cadre of brave Wall Street Journal reporters recently traveled to the far north of North Korea to a remote area which borders both China and Russia. They found that trade between North Korea and its largest trading partner and benefactor, China, has come to a near halt. Near the far North Korean city of Rason, at a checkpoint on the Chinese border, the intrepid crew of the Wall Street Journal reporters met a Chinese businessman going to check on his equipment stuck in his garment factory there. His factory closed in November after China began enforcing the UN ban on North Korean exports. His plant shut down and terminated the jobs of 200 North Koreans who formerly sent their half their paychecks to the government. The reporters found that there were more than a dozen garment factories like this that were shut down, and found that thousands of North Koreans in the seafood industry whose factories were shuttered had lost their jobs. Now, that's just the beginning of this. These are just clothes. These are basic clothes Chinese can make cheap, cheap, cheap. They were employing North Koreans to help, you know, get those people to send money back to the government so they could continue to fund whatever it is that they're doing. They're not making a whole lot of money. It's a subsistence level existence at this point. And now China is taking it seriously and saying, okay, this is going to end. It's down at that level. We're not talking about, you know, trucks and armaments and things like this. We're talking about the basics. Final point. They said they learned that Chinese border guards even stopped traders from allowing small personal allowances of personal cigarettes from leaving the North Korean prison state. Nothing, folks. They have tightened down the noose on the neck of the North Koreans. And if you want to know why Kim Jong-un has said, I need to come to negotiate, Donald Trump didn't ask. Kim Jong-un is begging. And let me tell you, we've already had Secretary of State Tillerson and others say, and somebody, I forget it, maybe his chief of staff, say, we're not giving any concessions to them. We're going to sit down. We're going to hear what they have to say. And then Donald Trump's going to say, fine, if you meet these criteria and you do things by the book, we'll start to let the spigot off. But it isn't going to be, we're going to let the spigot off of you. It's going to be, we will allow China to deal with you. If you don't, you're doomed. Let me tell you, Kim Jong-un has to have the biggest fear in his life. I was watching that parade, and there was a general walking behind him with a sword and, you know, goose-stepping as Kim Jong-un was walking, you know, just along the troops. And well, don't be surprised one of these days if a general, that guy doesn't take one of those knives and just go run it right in the back of Kim Jong-un in front of God and everybody, if things don't improve in North Korea. This is huge, everybody. And this is foreign policy showing what can be done with it when you understand how to work with it. God, I look at how the left have just squandered everything that Trump is using, and it just makes so much sense. But, you know, not in their hands because they're idiots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Don't be fooled, people. Government cannot save you. Government is never going to be there to take care of your sick child. It's not going to be there for graduation. It's not going to be there for an incarceration. It isn't going to be there for a wedding when you buy your first home. None of it. It's not going to be there to teach your kid how to drive. Good, bad, or indifferent, government's not going to be there for you. Government hasn't helped one single black woman who's watched her son been told by the police that her son was killed on the streets, probably by somebody, you know, if it was a black woman of the same color, and government said nothing. Government is the reason why that kid got killed, but they'll say nothing about it. Government isn't going to be there when your kid drops out of school and catches a case and ends up in prison, and you're the one looking at him between that plexiglass. Government's not there. Government is not there for you at all. Government doesn't protect you. Government acts as if it's going to be there to, you know, to stop that criminal from breaking into your house or, you know, carjacking you or, you know, raping your daughter or whatever. Government's not there for any of it. You better get yourself used to the idea that if you're going to protect your, if there's going to be protection for you and your family, it's going to be through you. And If you're a woman, find yourself a good man who wants to protect you, whose instinct is to protect you. I wanted to say who instinctively wants to protect you. That's what conservative men are about. Government sees you as a tool. You're a pawn to be used at their whim for whatever destructive means they need at the time. That's all it is. Get that through your head. It's sad to say that we understand the necessary evil of government, but don't get it twisted. They are not in it for you. Not the one we have now. The one we want is in it for us, who says, I'm going to limit myself from you. I'm going to make sure you understand when I'm needed. I'm going to be there and I expect you to respect me. But when I'm not needed, I'm going to be out of your way. I'm going to let you do your thing. They don't make you safe. Government doesn't give you any security or any comfort. You can't even say that the government we currently have right now is going to help you against terrorism, against the migrant hordes that are coming into this country daily. Now, thankfully, it's being reduced, but they're still coming in. It's not protecting you. It's not protecting your money. Government doesn't care. It spends your money. Your money is their money, not the other way around. And when Donald Trump gives it back to you, they're mad at him. That should tell you all you need to know. The people who've been running this government, this thing that we call government, is a bunch of leftists, the Pelosi's and Schumer's, but it's the Adam Schiff's of the world, one of the worst politicians ever, and others, Kamala Harris. She recently said that California is the future of America. That's what she said. California is the future of America. Is that the future you want? The future of California? I was in California. One of my buddies picked me up. We're riding down the street. At a church on the outside, there were, no exaggeration, there were 8 people sleeping on the porch, the patio of that church. We turned the corner, there were others setting up encampments. They just got rid of an encampment in California. The human waste of it is ridiculous. Here's an article from the OC Register, Orange County Public Works, released eye-popping figures on March the 8th on the total amount of debris, needles, and hazardous waste removed when crews cleaned up an area along the Santa Ana River Trail, once populated by encampments of homeless people. Here's what was collected between January 22nd and March 3rd for more than a 2-mile stretch of a bike trail, roughly from I-5 in Orange to Ball Road in Anaheim. 404 tons of debris. 13,950 needles. They said approximate number based on what disposal containers hold. 5,279 pounds of hazardous waste, human waste, propane, pesticides, and other materials. They had photographs of it before and after. And all I can say is Californians have to be very happy at the new outcome of what's there. But what did it cost them? I don't know. I don't have a number. If you're looking at me, I don't have a number. More than 700 people living in encampments when they dismantled them in late February. Most of the people now are being housed in temporary local motels, which is costing the taxpayers money. And they say outreach workers are assessing their needs for services and housing. The bike trail cleanup is the beginning of an environmental remediation effort that was expected to include the removal of 2 to 3 inches of soil in a project area and tree trimming. Planned improvements on the bike included sealing cracks and blah, blah, blah. But that's what we have. And that's what Kamala Harris says. Hey, we want to give you more of this great California. Yeah. 10% of the state is on food stamps. 1 million unemployed people. $400 billion in debt. 75% increase in homelessness. Hepatitis outbreaks. Highest tax rate, state tax rate in the country. Highest sales tax rate in the country. Highest gasoline taxes in the country. Highest corporate tax. You name it. And still can't pay its bills. How pathetic is that? But Kamala Harris says that needs to be the future of America. I can't wait for her to run for president. Why doesn't she run with Oprah and they just put themselves on the ticket? Meet two black women. Well, Kamala's half black. Yeah. That's the policy of leftism that wants you to believe in the future. A future, man, you want to see some crazy laws. Just look at California, seriously. I call him, one of my buddies actually calls him this, and I picked it up, but my buddy's name is David. I call Jerry Brown Jerry Clown. He's a clown. But the people that vote for Jerry Brown are the same people that will tell you Trump is being played in accepting a meeting with the North Koreans on a nuclear deal. He's being played. These are the very same people that have allowed North Korea to have a nuke program for 20 years that want you to believe that Donald Trump is the one being played. Yeah, well, let me guess. Was George Bush being played? Was Barack Obama being played? Was Bill Clinton being played? Because Donald Trump said, this is what I'm going to do. And I just talked about it. I'm not going to rehash it. But Donald Trump has got the best strategy for dealing with North Korea of anybody. And where it started has nothing to do with North Korea. It has to do with China. And the reason why you couldn't do anything with North Korea is because these guys never asked who was in charge. There's a movie scene where the guy rolls up on a scene where they're hassling a white guy, and there's four gangbangers, and one guy's doing all the talking. And I think it was Danny Glover. He goes, so who am I talking to here? Am I talking to you? And he points out the guy who's really in charge. And the guy looked at him and goes, yeah, you're talking to me. Well, now we're talking to the right people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Before I get into what I really want to talk about, I want to just say something about the Baltimore mayor spending $100,000 to bus kids to D.C. in order to talk about gun control and things like this. Because, of course, Baltimore has got to be flush with cash. The city that paid off Freddie Gray, almost $7 million for the death of Freddie Gray, the death that they created. But they spend $100,000 to send kids up to D.C. with gun control, with money that it has a better purpose. How many people in Baltimore are about to lose their homes that the government could theoretically help? Well, where could that money have gone? But that's not what I wanted to talk about. Before I even get into that, one of my friends tweeted, Stormy Daniels offers to pay back $130,000 for freedom to speak about Trump. Translation, someone offered the porn star a whole hell of a lot more money to speak about Trump. And that's likely the case. Larry Flint has said he would pay, a couple of things. He said, I'll pay $1 million to anybody that would get dirt on a senator that he did get dirt on. Then he says, I'll pay $1 million for any congresswoman who wanted to pose nude in Hustler. I don't know if there's any of them you'd want to see. And then he said he'd pay $1 million to anybody that had dirt on Trump. And no takers. So apparently Stormy wants to trade in her $130,000 she got from whomever and now say, I can make this million from Larry. Larry Flint. Smut King. Oh, well. It leads me into the next discussion of what I wanted to talk about, which is a new tax. And I've told you guys, I said, the Democrats sit around thinking up ways to tax you. I'm telling you, it's innovative. They did a tennis shoe tax in Chicago. They said, we're going to build a new facility, and it's going to cost $2.1 million. How can we pay for it? And somebody goes, I don't know. Well, maybe we could, how about a sneaker tax? That'd be a great name for it, but they called it the tennis shoe tax. And they said, we'll charge, I don't remember what it is, but like 50 cents per pair of shoes to pay for this facility. $2.1 million. And somebody asked, well, who buys tennis shoes? It's supposed to pay for a youth facility. Who buys tennis shoes? Youth? So the youth will be paying for their own facility, which I'm not saying I'm necessarily mad about. But here's what I can tell you. When they collect the money to pay the tax, and they paid it but to pay for the facility, and they've paid it off, they're going to keep the tax. And whatever they collect after that is going to go into somebody's slush fund. Somebody makes note of every project that ends and goes, hey, we got $2 million coming in now every year. Let's figure out what we want to do with this. That's how it works. So anyway, they think about taxes. When they raised the price of gasoline so high, people stopped driving as much. They said, how will we get revenue? I don't know. Do we need to raise the taxes on gasoline more? So then they go, well, you know what? We've gotten rid of these gas guzzlers, and people's use of oil has gone down. So raising the taxes on that isn't going to help. But if we can get them to drive more, we'll do a drive tax. You know, like how far you've traveled. Forget the gas. I just want to know how far you've traveled in your car. And forget roll tolls and things like this. And ask yourself, who gets hurt? The poor people. I jokingly said in Florida, you can't be poor and be on a Florida road, because they'll put you on a toll road in a second. You'll be panicked. Anyway, there is a new tax out there. Rhode Island residents will have to pay a $20 fee to access sexually explicit content online if a recently introduced bill passes the General Assembly this session. The bill was introduced by Senator Frank Ciccone, Democrat out of Providence, and Senator Hannah Gallo, Democrat out of Cranston. It would require Internet providers to, quote, digitally block sexual content and patently offensive material. But consumers could deactivate the block for a fee of $20. Each quarter, the Internet providers would give the money made from the deactivation fees to the state's general treasurer, who would forward the money to an attorney general to fund the operations of the Council on Human Trafficking. So this is an attempt to save people from human trafficking. You think the government would tell you 100% of the money, the proceeds that we raise are going to go into saving against human trafficking? If online distributors of sexual content do not comply with the filter, the attorney general or consumer could file a suit of up to $500 for each piece of content reported but not blocked. So who's going to benefit here? First of all, who determines what is patently offensive material? Because that's what it is, sexual content and patently offensive material. And then who came up with $500 as the price for each piece of content? I always wanted to know. I want to sit in a room and say,
well, you know, if you do that, the parking, the ticket alone is going to cost you $75.
Why? Why 75? Why not 100? Why not 25?
Well, Kevin, we're trying to deter people.
Well, then make it 1,000. That's a pretty big deterrent.
We've got to be reasonable here, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, well, reasonable for one man is maybe unreasonable for another. Why is it that it's arbitrary? Is it the $20 block fee? It's arbitrary. Is that based on some study? Why not make it $19.95? You know, that way it doesn't reach that magic 20, 2-0, which people, ooh, I get a rebate back for my 20. I get a whole nickel. They do it in $19.95. Crazy? Another lame brain idea. And all it's going to do is force people to go get a URL in China or somewhere offshore and access it from that. Pretend that you don't live in whatever state, in this case, Idaho, and the rest is history. Yeah, it just cracks me up. What else we got? I don't know. I mean, it's a porn tax. My producer's telling me, you know, mention porn tax. It's a porn tax. It's a tax on sexuality. Look, I couldn't even tell you I don't even remember the last time I searched for porn on the internet. And here's what I will tell you. It was to do research, truly. I know people are out there going, yeah, sure, Kevin. Sure it was, buddy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, just look, if I was looking for porn on the internet, I would tell you. I mean, for my own personal satisfaction. I would just go, yeah, so the other day I was out, I had nothing better to do, so I searched porn. But I don't care about it. So I know if I was looking up any porn, it would have been because I was doing a story on something. And the other thing I don't like about it is if you ever do search for anything that's pornographic, Everything after that, all your ads are like, hey, want to hook up with Russian babes? Hey, want to hook up with Puerto Rican babes? Hey, want to hook up? Hey, here's this. Check out the girls here. Hey, there's a strip club near you. Turn here. You know, it becomes so pervasive on your system that you can't even have your kids come looking it over your head on your computer. They'll think you're a total horn dog, you know? No, I'm not looking. I'll use somebody else's. I'll go to the library and look. Not going to have that stuff popping up on my computer. A porn tax, folks. Come on. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but porn tax. This is what leftists spend their time on. They put the, like the CAFE standards for cars. They got more people killed because they said you got to meet the mileage restrictions of all these cars. So they, you know, the car manufacturers said, well, we got to take some steel out. We got to go to composites, et cetera, et cetera. And it may hold the car together, but in a wreck, I want steel around me. Not saying I have it right now because I don't. I remember those big old cars. My uncles drove them. My grandfather drove a car like that. He felt safe. It was big. And it was probably a gas guzzler. Probably got 12 miles to the gallon. I don't know. Didn't, you know, honestly, it didn't seem like we filled up any more than we do today. When they tell us we get 35 to 40 miles an hour, miles per gallon on these cars. But anyway, just this, the notion, the arbitrariness of these bills that get introduced, these taxes that they want to charge, these supposed things that they want to fix that never get fixed, and suddenly you just got to charge for everything that you do. Why is it only for looking up porn? What if they go, no, we want this if you're looking up vacations, because who wants to take it? Whoever can afford a vacation should have to pay a luxury tax to view vacations. Who are they to prohibit people from getting access to something that everybody else should be able to get access to or has access to, but because it, what's funny is it doesn't suit what they could put, you know, would say for civilized society, they want to get rid of it. And I'm being serious when I ask the question, what else can they go for? What else do you like that they go, oh, we're going to charge you for that too?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about kale the other day. It's the nastiest plant I've tasted that people try to convince me is food. It's like bad parsley. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Sometimes I think leftists just say, you know, let's just try something to see if people will go for it. Kale or arugula. I mean, I've had arugula, but I couldn't tell you what it looks like. But I know this. It wasn't that good. I mean, next thing they'll tell you, you know, that bark of trees is good. You know, it's a replacement for bacon bits or something. They just try us all the time. Now they, I don't know if you guys have seen this story, but they have this thing called hay bale gardening. Hay bale gardening. So there are these, one of my friends grew tomatoes in open air, you know, like in the, something where you didn't need any dirt. And I thought, how do you do that? The plant absorbs nutrients from the soil. And so I asked him, I said, well, how'd it work out? How'd your tomatoes look? Because, you know, the advertisement shows these big, beautiful, red, bold tomatoes that have no white in the center. You know, in other words, it's all meat. So I see it, I'd seen the advertisement. I asked my buddy, how'd it work out? He goes, hey, it didn't work. No, it probably cost him $20. It was one of those as seen on TV. But how many people ordered it? It doesn't take that many people to go for something for somebody to make a ton of money, and then it's over. It's done. And I think that leftists thrive on that. They don't have to look in the rearview mirror. They don't care if it worked for you. If you get that spray stuff that will make you, you know, the canoe float that they saw in half, and you go out in the water and you drown, shoot. Man, they made their money. They're not worried about you. Leftists are crazy. So here's a couple quick stories because we're going to be out of time here pretty soon. But Mother's Day, what will leftists do when you can no longer use Mother's Day or Father's Day or whatever? So I saw this story, and it said they've got Mother's Day cards that are gender neutral. You can't even recognize your mom. If you're a football player, somebody, you win the championship in golf or some sport. Mom, I love you, Mom, or hi, Mom. Remember, people used to do hi, Mom. You don't do hi, Mom. You don't do hi, Mom. You don't do hi, Dad. There's a company called Waitrose, and they're selling gender-neutral Mother's Day cards as retailers, quote, reduce their use of the M word to make today's celebration more, get this, transgender inclusive. We now have to disrespect our mothers because of the transgender. And let's just be clear. Let's be very clear. There is no such thing as a transgender. No man can be made into a woman, and no woman can be made into a man. Let's be clear. When I say that, I'm saying, show me a woman who's made into a man who can then go father a child, or show me a man who's been made into a woman who can then go biologically mother a child. Bring one to life, and I will say transgenderism is real. Now, if you want to say somebody believes himself to be a man and wants to become what appears to be a woman, I'll give you that, and vice versa. But biologically speaking, no woman has ever been made into a man, nor has any man been made into a woman. It is really that simple. I know the LGBT community is going, well, what are you talking? No, I'm right. I am 100% right on this. Not 99, 100. Now, there's a supermarket chain that's selling the Happy You Day cards in its Mother's Day range, in which the word mother does not appear. Can you even say son of a motherless goat anymore to somebody? Waitrose said the move was aimed at broadening out who the cards can go to, whether it's grandmas or transgender mums. Traditional cards are still sold, they say. So what's interesting is the transgender have fought to become, you know, if you're a man, you want to be a woman, you want people to recognize you as a woman and use the right pronoun, use all the right stuff. If you're a woman and you become a man, you want the same thing. And now they're saying, nope, you can't call me Dad, you can't call me Mom, you call me you, or, you know, for Happy You Day, or I take mother, or soon to be father, off of any card. I don't want to recognize you as that. I just think that is so ridiculous, but that's the world we live in. If I were to want to become a woman, we're with a family or whatever else, I'd want them to say, hey, mother. I mean, I'd never do it, but I don't think I'd be a very pretty woman. Not that that's what's stopping me. No, that people out there going, what, Kevin, if you were going to be a pretty woman, then you'd do it? No. I may just show off once or twice and say, see, look how pretty I am if I was a woman, but that would be the end of it. I wouldn't do it routinely. It's not like I'd do it once a month or so. Maybe once every quarter. Just kidding. I'm all dude. It's that simple. And proudly so, by the way. Broadening who the cards can go to. Do these people realize the number of cross-dressing. I don't care about cross. I don't care about any of it, but the number of transgender people in the world is so minutely small. What do you care? And if you were transgender, would you really want to get a card? Happy You Day. I don't want to speak for the transgender community, even though I am a double transgendered man. And I'm also a double lesbian, so I am part of the LLGBTT community, which to some people seems like I'm a stutterer. But I don't want to speak for them in saying that if I did transgender, I would want to be known for what I transgendered to, not as a you. Do you think about it? Black people, we don't like you people. Waitrose has been joined by other retailers, including Scribbler, whose Mother's Day offering include two mums are better than one card for same-sex couples, and Dad, thanks for being the most amazing mum card. Apparently this is kind of a British thing. Hello, mum. Mumsy, popsy, dadsy. These changes come after calls by some trans activists to actually rename Mother's Day. They want to rename Mother's Day. Look, I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm not a mom. I'm a dad. But I'm still mad. Rename Mother's Day. Look at the number of the billions of mothers that have died. The billions of mothers that are still on this earth today. And over a sliver of people, somebody, we need to call it something different. Because if men become women and, you know, whatever, or whatever, if mothers then become fathers, oh, well, those days could still apply. But hey, don't go using logic on me, Kevin Jackson. This is just silly. This is leftism, unchecked, unfettered. It's time we check some leftism, punch it in the gut. You know what I'm saying? Poof! Take that, leftism. They have suggestions for Mother's Day. Probably Mother's and Father's Day. This goes along with that mankind thing. Except I'm actually surprised feminists will allow Mother's Day to go, except that feminists kind of hate mothers, except when it applies to them. They hate your mother. Yeah. Anyway, they want to call it Guardian's Day. Can you believe that? Guardian's Day. Can you imagine calling your mom up and saying, hey, guardian, happy you day. And you know this will recur. When it's Father's Day, it'll be, well, you can't say Father's Day anymore. This is what, these are the types of things that make you look at leftism and just see it for what it is. But hey, before you poo-poo on it, be happy. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy. Why should you be happy? Is that what you're asking? Are you questioning me? Are you questioning Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show? That's why you're here. You better be happy. Because all these things showcase the stupidness of the left. That's why you want to, don't worry. Be happy. Be happy. Be happy. Do 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 do. Where's my happy stuff? Man, I'm playing Be Happy, I'm singing it, and you haven't even found me the music. These producers. Yeah. Happy Guardian's Day to your mom. Both your moms. And your dads. Oh man. Rename Mother's Day. Rename Father's Day. Rename whatever. Give a new definition of marriage and all that.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.